Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam from the 8th canto, chapter 2, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, text number 33. Ya kaschane su balinam tagoragat.
Ya kaschane su balinam tagoragat.
Rachandra vegat abhidavatu brisam.
Rachandra vegat abhidavatu brisam.
Vitam prapanam paripati yad bayam.
Vitam prapanam paripati yad bayam.
Mrityu pradabha charanam tami mahi.
Mrityu pradabha charanam tami mahi.
Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him, if one who fears this serpent seek shelter of the Lord gives him protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him the great and powerful supreme authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone.
Nejvyšší pán jistě není známý každému, ale je nesmírně mocný a běhný. Hledá-li u něj útočiště ten, kdo má strach z hada věčného času, pán ho ochrání. Tento had má hrozivou sílu a bez ustání pronásleduje každou živou bytost a chystá se jí pozřít. I smrt však se strachem prchá před pánem. Odezdávám se proto jemu velké a mocné svrchované autoritě, jež je skutečným útočištěm všech.
Purport. One who is intelligent understands that there is a great and supreme authority above everything. That great authority appears in different incarnations to save the innocent from disturbances. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinasyasa Duskritam, the Lord appears in his various incarnations for two purposes: to annihilate the duskriti, the sinful, and to protect the devotees.
To potvrzuje Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinasyasa Duskritam. Pán přichází ve svých rozmanitých inkarnacích se dvěma záměry: ničit hříšné, duškrytý, a chránit své odané.
The king of the elephants decided to surrender unto him. This is intelligent.
Král slonů se rozhodl odevzdat. To je projev inteligence.
One must know that great supreme personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. The Lord comes personally to instruct us how to be happy, and only fools and rascals do not see by intelligence this supreme authority, the supreme person.
Musíme znát tohoto velkého svrchovaného pána a odevzdat se mu. Pán přichází osobně, aby nás učil být šťastnými, a pouze hlupáci a deriváci nejsou schopni pomocí inteligence vidět tuto svrchovanou autoritu nejvyšší osobu.
In the Shruti mantra it is said, Vishasmat Vatapavati Vishuditi Suryaha Vishasmat Agnishchandrascha Mrityu Dhavati Panchamaha. Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8. It is out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the wind is blowing, that the sun is distributing heat and light, and that death is chasing everyone. Thus, there is a Supreme Controller, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, Maya Jakshena Prakrite Suyate Sacharacharam.
Ve Shruti mantře je řečeno, Vishasmat Vatapavati Vishuditi Surya Vishasmat Agnishchandrascha Mrityur Dhavati Panchamaha. Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8. Ze strachu z nejvyšší osobnosti prostřívané vítr, slunce šíří teplo a světlo a smrt pronásleduje každého. To znamená, že je zde svrchovaný vládce, jak potvrzuje Bhagavad Gita 9.10.
This material manifestation is working so well because of the Supreme Controller. Any intelligent person, therefore, can understand that there is a Supreme Controller. Furthermore, the Supreme Controller himself, as Lord Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Lord Ramachandra, to give us instructions and to show us by example how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality.
Jeho vůli tento hmotný projev pracuje. Inteligentní člověk proto chápe, že jeho existence je nezbytná. Svrchovaný vládce se navíc sám zjevuje jako pán Krišna, pán Čitana Mahaprabhu a pán Ramachandra, aby nás poučil a na vlastním případu ukázal, jak se mu odevzdat.
Yet those who are duskriti, the lowest of men, do not surrender. Namam duskritinam udaprapadyante narakama.
Nejnižší z lidí duskriti se však přesto neodevzdávají. Namam duskritinam udaprapadyante narakama.
In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly says, Mritya sarva haras chaham. I am all devouring death.
Bhagavad Gita, pán jasně říká, Mritya sarva haras chaham. Jsem všepohlcující smrt.
Thus Mritya, or death, is the representative who takes everything away from the living entity who has accepted a material body.
Tato smrt, Mritya, je zástupcem, který živé bytosti, jež přijala hmotné tělo, bere vše.
No one can say, I do not fear death.
Nikdo nemůže říct, já se smrti nebojím.
This is a false proposition.
To by byla lež.
Everyone fears death.
Ze smrti má každý strach.
However, one who seeks shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be saved from death.
Ale ten, kdo vyhledá ochranu u nejvyšší osobnosti božství, může být před smrtí zachráněn.
One may argue, does the devotee not die?
Někdo může namítnout, což oddaný neumírá?
The answer is that a devotee certainly must give up his body, for the body is material.
Odpověď je, že oddaný samozřejmě musí opustit své tělo, neboť je hmotné.
The difference is, however, that for one who surrenders to Krishna fully and who is protected by Krishna, the present body is his last. He will not again receive a material body to be subjected to death.
Ale pro toho, kdo se Krishnovi plně odevzdal a je pod jeho ochranou, je současné tělo jeho poslední. Již znovu nepřijme hmotné tělo, ve kterém by podléhá smrti.
This is assured in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, chapter deyam punajanma naiti mameti surujana. A devotee, after giving up his body, does not accept a material body, but returns home back to Godhead.
O tom nás ujišťuje Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Tak tvá deham puna janma naiti mameti surujana. Odaný po opuštění svého těla nepřijme další hmotné tělo, ale vrátí se domů zpátky k Bohu.
We are always in danger because at any moment death can take place.
Nacházíme se neustále v nebezpečí, protože smrt může nastat každým okamžikem.
It's not that only Gajendra, the king of the elephants, was afraid of death.
Smrti se nebál jen Gajendra, král slonů.
Everyone should fear death because everyone is caught by the crocodile of eternal time and may die at any moment. The best course, therefore, is to seek shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and be saved from the struggle for existence in this material world, in which one repeatedly takes birth and dies. To reach this understanding is the ultimate goal of life. Thus enter Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 2nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis.
Každý by se měl bát smrti, protože každý je chycen ve spárech krokodýla věčného času a může kdykoliv zemřít. Nejlepším postupem je tedy přijmout útočiště u Krišny, nejvyšší osobnosti božství, a být vysvobozen ze zápasu o přežití v tomto hmotném světě, kde se každý znovu a znovu rodí a umírá. Dospět k tomuto pochopení je konečným cílem života. Tak to končí Bhaktivedantovy výklady ke 2. kapitole 8. zpěvu Srimad Bhagavatamu nazvané Slon Gajendra v ohrožení.
Karosmi lokaksaya krit, Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, how time I am the destroyer of worlds.
Krishna zmiňuje Bhagavad Gita, říká, jsem čas, Krishna, učitel světu.
Under the influence of the illusory energy, the living being forgets.
Pod vlivem iluzorní energie živá bytost zapomíná.
We have that that reference from the Mahabharata, where Yudhisthira Maharaj is questioned by a heron, a very large bird.
Mahabharata je zmínka o tom, jak se Maharaj Yudhisthira ptá, heron velice velký ptá.
Who is actually none other than Dharmaraj.
Který se ve skutečnosti neliší od Dharmaraja.
And the question is raised, what is the most amazing thing? And the answer given by Yudhisthira Maharaj is that the most amazing thing is that Although everyone sees that around him others die, still he thinks that it will not happen to himself.
A odpověď lhráže, když teda je, že ačkoliv všichni vidí, že kolem něj všichni umírají, tak přesto si myslí, že jim se to nestane.
Or is not thinking about it.
Čili potom nepřemýšlí.
He's trying to simply forget about that.
Snaží se na to zapomenout.
And we see, sometimes we see that old men, they marry again.
Kdy vidíme, že staří muži se znova žení.
And then we say why?
A říkám si proč.
Why trying to enjoy in the material world?
Proč se snažit užívat v hmotném světě?
The scriptures say pancha chordam vanam varajet. At the age of 50, one must take vanaprastha.
Písmo říkají, pancha chordam vanam varajet, že věku 50 let by člověk měl přijmout vanaprastu.
The vanaprastha ashram is an interesting ashram.
Vanaprastha ashram je zajímavý ashram.
I remember the first social development conference in ISKCON. When we discussed the different ashrams. And they asked different devotees to speak representing an ashram. And Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was representing the Vanaprastha ashram. And he said that he said, I have a problem, and my problem is that I have an identity crisis. He said, because I don't exist. Which is interesting. I remembered it. It is true that the Vanaprastha ashram is also an ashram we like to ignore.
Je taky pravda, že vanaprastha ashram je ashramem, který rádi ignorujeme.
The 50th birthday comes and we just act as if it never happened.
Když 50. narozeniny, my se chováme, jako se to nikdy nestalo.
And just carry on and carry on in the household ashram.
Jenom pokračujeme dál a dál v našem hospodářském ashramu, v hospodáře.
But scriptures are quite liberal in their definitions of the vanaprastha ashram.
Ale písma jsou dosti liberální, co se týče definice vanaprastha ashramu.
There are many different models.
Je hodně různých modelů.
Some models of vanaprasthas used to go into the forest and perform great austerity.
Některý z těch modelů, takže jdete do lesa a děláte veliké odříkání.
They would only eat the fruits that would fall naturally from the trees or dress in tree bark.
Pouze jedli ovoce, které samo spadlo ze stromu a oblékali se do kůry stromu.
Others were less austere.
A jiní byli méně odříkaví.
And would simply reside in a holy place.
A jenom přebývali na svatém místě.
Sometimes husband and wife would separate, and sometimes husband and wife would together go on a pilgrimage.
Někdy se manžel a manželka rozdělili a někdy spolu šli na poutní cestu.
So the essence of vanaprastha was not really a renunciation.
Takže esencí vanaprastha ashramu není ve skutečnosti odříkání.
The essence of the principle of vanaprastha is not that let's see how much we can renounce.
Tak základem vanaprasthy je, tak podívejme se, jak si dokážeme hodně odříkat.
No, there is facility for those who are more renounced and facility for those who are less renounced.
Ne, tak je možné, že tady jsou možnosti pro ty, kteří jsou více odříkaví a pro ty, co jsou méně odříkaví.
The essence of vanaprastha simply is that we no longer put our focus on this life, but we put our focus on the next.
Podstatou vanaprasthy jednoduše je, že už nedáváme takový důraz na tento život, ale na další život.
The Krihastha ashram is the ashram where we're building up our facilities in this life.
A Krihastha ashram je ashram, kde vytváříme věci pro tento život.
We need money, more money.
Potřebujeme peníze, víc peněz.
We need house, bigger house.
Potřebujeme dům, větší dům.
We need children, more children.
Potřebujeme děti, víc dětí.
And so on. We need education, need this, need that, need security. Children need to get married. Grandchildren, we need.
Další věci, potřebujeme vzdělání, zabezpečení, provdaty a potom vnoučata.
And they all need to be cared for.
A všechno, všechno se musíme postarat.
So there's a lot to build up in the Grihastha Ashram. But pancha chodam vanam brajat means that 50 now is enough.
50 leté, to znamená, že to už je dost.
No more need to build up so much facility.
Už není potřeba dělat tolik věcí.
Why? Because time is moving along.
A proč? Protože čas pokračuje.
And now is the time to prepare for death.
Nyní je čas připravit se na smrt.
Because especially at age 50 it's gradually becoming more and more a reality.
Protože ve věku 50 let se to stává více a více skutečností.
At age 60 it happens more often.
V 60 letech se to stává častěji.
In the 50s there are those who leave a little early, heart attack, stroke or cancer.
V 50 letech tak se to může stát, když dostane infarkt, mrtvici nebo rakovinu.
If somebody younger than that gets something like that, then it's a great tragedy. But when you're in your 50s, these things happen. He left a little early. When you leave in your 60s, he left early, but at a mature age.
Když zemřete v 60, tak zemřel dřív, ale jako v nějakém pokročilejším věku.
When you leave in your 70s, then it's totally normal.
Když zemřete v 70, tak je to úplně normální.
When you leave in your 80s, what can you expect?
Zemřete na 80, tak co jste mohli čekat?
When you leave in your 90s, you're an exception.
Když zemřete v 90, tak jste výjimka.
And in my town, if you make it to 100, the mayor personally comes to congratulate. So we can see that death gradually becomes more and more a reality. Of course, Srila Prabhupada once asked, can you show me an old man? So someone was looking in the crowd and pointed at someone. But Prabhupada pointed at a young boy and said, he's an old man. Because he also can leave at any moment. So death is always there.
Že smrt je tady neustále.
Actually, we're living in the abode of death.
Ve skutečnosti žijeme v sídle smrti.
It's everyone will die.
Každý zemře.
Of course, a Vaishnava has a very transcendental vision towards death.
Samozřejmě Vaishnava má velice transcendentální pohled na smrt.
In Germany there was a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and Dr. Wolf Rodkai. Who was very favorable actually. And Prabhupada explained, he said actually there's no question of death. Because the body is never alive.
Protože tělo není nikdy naživu.
It is never ever alive. So how can you say that it dies? It's the soul that is alive.
Ale to duše, která je naživu.
And the soul never dies.
A duše nikdy neumírá.
And it's actually the soul that moves this body around.
Je to ve skutečnosti duše, která pohybuje kolem tady tím tělem.
The body is just dead. It's already dead.
Tělo je prostě mrtvé. Už teď je mrtvé.
It's not even alive.
Dokonce není ani naživu.
So where's the question of the body dying? The soul just leaves. The body is dead as it always was.
Takže co je po ohledně smrti, tak duše opustí to tělo a tělo je potom mrtvé, stejně jako vždycky bylo.
So that's an interesting perspective. You know, the body is not alive to begin with.
Je to zajímavá perspektiva, že vlastně tělo je mrtvé, když jsme začali.
When I read that, I was a little bit, it changed my perspective a little bit, because I'd never thought of it like that. I always thought, I take a deep breath and I live the life, I live a good life. Dukvat anyotsu kankalena sarvatra gaviranasa. That happiness and distress come on its own accord, and we can't change that. Here in this verse, there is a description of the kala sarpa, the black snake of time. So in Bengal there is an ancient drawing that illustrates this point, the kala sarpa. And it shows how a frog is croaking. And how a snake is crawling up from behind. And as we know, snakes they don't chew, they just swallow their prey whole. So in the drawing, the snake came up from behind and started swallowing the frog. And the frog is already swallowed up to his neck. Only his head is still sticking out of the mouth of the snake. And then a little fly comes past. And the tongue of the frog is shooting out of his mouth, trying to catch the fly. So it is the snake of time, the kala sarpa. And we can calculate, according to our age, how much we are already swallowed. Like myself at age 60, I don't know what's still sticking out of the mouth of the snake, but not much. At age 20, if you make it, 22, if you make it to 75, one third, 35% already swallowed.
Tak když je jako 75 letech, už jste na tři čtvrtě pohlcení.
At age 40, most likely more than half is swallowed.
Když mám 40, jste tak jako skoro z půlky už spolknutý.
And above that, you know, yeah. So if you think like that, that's valuable.
Když takhle přemýšlíme, tak to je hodnotné.
We have to look at our life from the from the perspective as a whole.
Musíme se na život podívat jako na celé.
And not just become lost in the moment.
Nejenom ztratit se v tom okamžiku.
Oh, romantic springtime. Oh, beautiful daffodils and sweet, fragrant flowers.
Oh, romantické jaro, krásné konvalinky a sladké květiny.
Oh, wonderful valleys and, you know, oh, enjoyment in the material world. Yes, for a while. And even then, even while we are enjoying in the material world, it's still not fulfilling. There is enjoyment, but it's not enough to fill the emptiness in our heart.
Je to požitek, ale není to dost, aby to zaplnilo tu prázdnotu v našich srdcích.
But all right, if we want some, that is authorized in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ale dobře, pokud nějaký chceme, tak to je ve Srimad Bhagavatam autorizováno.
But within the boundaries of pious life.
Ale v mezích zbožného života.
Not that we enjoy in a sinful way.
Ne, že si budeme užívat hříšně.
Because if we enjoy in a sinful way, then we become very much tied up in sinful reactions.
Protože když se užíváme hříšným způsobem, tak nás hodně sváží hříšné reakce.
So those who wish to enjoy the senses, that's allowed, but within the boundaries of what is authorized.
Ten, kdo si chce užívat smysl, tak to je v pořádku, ale musí být v mezích toho, co je autorizované.
If we desire sexual activities, then we must express it in a responsible way. If we want to express our sex desire, then marriage is the option. What do you do when you suddenly get like attached by strong sex desire, attacked by strong sex desire?
Co uděláte, když vás najednou přepadne silná sexuální touha?
What do you do?
Co uděláte?
Best is nothing.
Nejlepší je nic.
That's the best option.
Tak to je nejlepší možnost.
But if we feel that we have to do something anyway.
A pokud cítíme, že něco musíme stejně udělat.
Then it must be done in an authorized way.
Tak to musí být autorizovaným způsobem.
Because if we are doing it in an unauthorized, sinful way, then we are bound to material existence.
Protože pokud to děláme neautorizovaným hříšným způsobem, tak jsme spoutáni k hmotné existenci.
And bound to suffering conditions.
A spoutáni k utrpení.
So anyone who is somehow or other breaking the rules of scripture is binding himself in future suffering in the material world.
Takže kdokoliv porušuje příkazy písem, tak sám sebe svazuje utrpení hmotného světa.
So this is foolishness.
A to je bláhovost.
So therefore, we must take shelter.
Proto musíme přijmout útočiště.
As it is mentioned here, we must take shelter.
Jak je tady zmíněno, musíme přijmout útočiště.
Take shelter of the principles of Dharma. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is indicated that a man, if he so desires, may get married. And then it is described that the wife is like a fort. And that he just focuses himself on this one wife.
On se opře na tuhle jednu manželku.
And no other one.
Na žádnou jinou.
Only this one.
A jenom na tuhle.
With all the good and bad.
Se všichni dobrým i špatným.
And then there he may satisfy his material desires according to the directions of scripture.
A tak může uspokojit své hmotné touhy podle pokynů písem.
It said, and then this relationship will actually protect him from lust.
A pak je řečeno, že tento vztah ve skutečnosti ochrání před chtíčem.
Because otherwise lust can draw us in all kinds of directions where we shouldn't really go.
Protože jinak nás chtíč může dovést do různých směrů, kam bychom ve skutečnosti neměli opravdu jít.
So in this way, whatever we do in life, we must always be on the path of progress.
Cokoliv v životě děláme, vždycky bychom měli být na cestě pokroku.
Idavas janma sáfalyam dénam iadehi su panirata diyavaj shreyam acharanam sadha. Shreyam acharana sadha. That we should always act according to shreyas.
Kdybychom měli jednat podle shreyas.
So shreyas means the long-term benefit.
A shreyas znamená dlouhodobý prospěch.
The path of progress.
Je cesta pokroku.
Somehow or other, this path of progress must be on our mind.
Takže ona musí mít na mysli tuto cestu pokroku.
And of course, time is moving very fast.
A samozřejmě čas běží velice rychle.
In the beginning, it doesn't seem to be so.
Na začátku se to tak nezdá.
But one realizes at one moment, suddenly I'm old. How did it happen? Getting old is a strange experience. Because for a long time you don't really feel, I'm not really aging, I'm just the same. I always was. And then suddenly you're old and you think, how did that happen? It goes like that. Very quickly. Therefore, one must be very careful to utilize his time for making progress. So he takes shelter of an ashram. And whatever ashram we desire, but we follow the codes of the ashram. We must develop our ashram. It's not just a matter of the color of the cloth. It's about a code of behavior. And it's about cultivating Krishna consciousness in that situation. Sometimes household life is compared to a deep, dark well in the scripture. So it may be that one is brahmachari, brahmacharini, and that one feels, well, I can't do this anymore, it's time to get married. Then some people, when they get married, they go to the deep dark well and they dive in with the head down. They think that, like, oh, now I'm changing ashram, now, okay, now I gotta really do it and go straight down to the bottom. But that's not intelligent. Generally speaking, in these wells, I've seen many in India, usually they have also some brackets inside that make like a ladder so that some maintenance work can be done. So there's no need to go to the bottom. One can keep some a strong spiritual culture. In fact, that's the idea. That in the brahmachari, brahmacharini ashram, we're cultivating good spiritual habits. And then we maintain them in the household ashram. Because after all, we don't forget the long-term goal. All right, we want something in this life. But we cannot risk that we lose our opportunity for going back to Godhead. In some letters or in some on some other occasions, when speaking about the household ashram, Srila Prabhupada made statements like 50% less chance of going back to Godhead. Or sometimes even stronger. So, what can we say? The Grihastha ashram is also meant for going back to Godhead. All the ashrams are meant for that purpose. And that's what we're doing. Yesterday, initiations. Initiation in what? Initiation in the process that takes us back to God. So that should be our resolve. And that we always act in such a way that we are faithfully on the path back to Godhead. That begins from, that's from the very beginning of spiritual life. When we are new and when we start to accept four regulative principles in 16 rounds and work under the direction of a spiritual master and other spiritual authorities.
Když jsme na začátku začínáme přijímat čtyři učňující zásady, 16 kol a pracujeme pod vedením duchovního učitele nebo dalších duchovních autorit.
Then we are on the path back to Godhead.
Pak jsme na cestě zpátky k Bohu.
And we must stay there our whole life.
A tam musíme zůstat po celý život.
No detours in the forest or in the hill.
Žádné objížďky skrze les a kopce.
No vacations.
Žádné prázdniny.
It's like when I was very new in Krishna consciousness, I my mind sometimes wanted a vacation.
Když jsem byl vědomý Krishny hodně jako nový, tak moje mysl někdy chtěla prázdniny.
Just 3 days in Maya. No, no, it must stay within the boundaries of Krishna consciousness. So that doesn't mean we have to be fanatic.
Což neznamená, že musíme být fanatici.
That doesn't mean that we have to always push and push ourselves.
To neznamená, že se musíme pořád do něčeho tlačit.
We can be situated in a situation which is natural.
Může být vlastně v situaci, která je přirozená.
But it must be pure.
Ale musí být čistá.
What can be done? It's too dangerous, otherwise the crocodile will get us.
Je to příliš nebezpečné, jinak nás chrásne ten krokodýl.
In these purports, Srila Prabhupada is sometimes comparing the crocodile with Maya.
V těchto významech někdy Prabhupada přirovnává krokodýla k Maji.
And sometimes he's comparing this fight of Gajendra to the fight with Maya.
Někdy přirovnává tento boj Gajendry k boji s Majou.
And he points out that Gajendra, he was ordinarily very strong.
Ukazuje na to, že Gajendra byl normálně velice silný.
But because he was fighting in the water, he was outside of his natural position.
A protože bojoval ve vodě, tak byl mimo své přirozené prostředí.
And then he became weak.
Pak zeslábl.
And therefore he started losing the fight.
A proto začínal prohrávat ten boj.
So then Srila Prabhupada mentions, one may situate himself according to his nature in some position of ashram.
Protože Prabhupada popisuje, že se musí ujistit podle své povahy nějakým ashramu.
Sometimes I think like in the more well in the brahmacharya ashram I would advise to regularly clean the room.
Někdy přemýšlím, že brahmacharya ashram by se měl pravidelně čistit pokoj.
And take everything out of the room.
Všechno vynést z té místnosti.
Clean it nicely.
Pěkně vyčistit.
And then when the things are meant to come back in, ask yourself 3 times, do I really need this?
A pak, když ty věci budou přinesen dovnitř, tak se třikrát zeptat, potřebuji opravdu tohle?
If not, why would you let it in?
Pokud ne, tak proč to brát zase dovnitř?
That's brahmacharya.
To je život brahmacharya.
Keep it as simple as possible.
No, tak jednoduchým, jak je to možné.
In the grihastha ashram, oftentimes the mood is a little different. If we can use it, why not? If it is not forbidden, then why would we not? So there is a fundamental difference in the mood. But the essence is to simply focus on Krishna. Smartavyam satatam visnor vismartavyo najatu sit sarvavidhi nisedu shur etiyo eva kinkara. All the rules and regulations of the scriptures serve one principle.
Všechna pravidla usměrnění písem jsou tu jenom k jednomu účelu.
To always remember Krishna and to never forget him.
Neustále myslet na Krishnu a nikdy na něho nezapomenout.
And because one who always remembers Krishna and never forgets him is always prepared for death.
Protože ten, kdo neustále myslí na Krishnu a nikdy na něho nezapomene, je vždy připraven na smrt.
Because antikala chamameva smaran bhutva kalevaram, that at the end of one's life one must remember the Supreme Personality of God.
Protože na konci našeho života musíme vzpomínat na nejvyšší osobnost božství.
And that is, it is as simple as that. So if we always remember Krishna, never forget him, then it doesn't matter. Whenever death comes, then we are well protected.
So, a tak je to opravdu jednoduché, pokud vždycky myslíme na Krišnu, kde něho nezapomeneme, tak je jedno, kde přijde smrt, protože jsme vždy dobře ochráněni.
So somehow or other we have to arrange our lives in such a way that purity is there as a foundation and then engage in devotional service, in hearing and chanting, so that we can always remember Krishna.
Proto musíme náš život uspůsobit tak, aby tam byla jako základ, že čistota, abychom potom si mohli zaměstnat opěvování a zpívání, abychom mysleli na Krišnu.
Any questions? Any comments?
Otázky, komentáře.
Thank you, Maharaj. The Panchashodhan Manamrajet that works for 100 years, lifetime. Nowadays we see most countries people have 60, 65, maybe 70 years. So how does the four ashramas work out when the lifespan is shortened? Do they also shrink, or certain ones shrink and other ones stay? Because it's kind of...
Okay, at the end of... Or translate.
Takže otázka je, že vlastně v současné době lidi nežijí třeba těch všech celých 100 let, že ten život je zkrácen, takže jestli i ty ashramy jednotlivé se zkracují, nebo některé z nich, jak to funguje?
As the age of Kali is progressing, the duration of life will diminish.
Jakýkoliv postupuje, tak se život zkracuje.
Prajenal ty yusukarvasmi yuge janaha. So, at the end of the age of Kali, people, when reaching 25 years of age, are considered very old.
Na konci věku Kali bude 25 let života považováno, že je to hodně.
So then obviously Panchachordam Vanam Vrajet does not make sense, and then it becomes earlier. I don't think that at the present stage it necessarily becomes earlier. You see, I think that if someone takes to the Grihastha ashram, he must be prepared to give it 25 years.
Myslím, že když někdo jde do Grihastha ashram, musí být připraven dát do toho 25 let.
Because, you know, generally speaking means children, and generally speaking it means that one has to give it that 25 years of support to the children.
Takže obecně za to znamená děti, a člověk musí dát 25 let, aby podporoval děti.
So I think the age of 50 is still a very realistic number.
Takže myslím, že pořád tohle číslo 50 je dost realistické.
Prabhupada, by the way, showed he stayed a little longer till age 57.
Mimochodem, Prabhupada ukázal, že on zůstal ještě déle do 57 let.
But then he did really take Vanaprastha and he gave it a shape in modern times.
A potom opravdu vzal Vanaprastha ashram a dal tomu podobu do dnešního dne.
Well, he did two things. One is he went out to preach. And the other is he spent some time in Vrindavan. But also preparing to preach. So that's an interesting role model. Vanaprastha is a preacher. Because for us to move into the forest, I wouldn't know how to live in a forest. Like I've often wondered, how do you dress in tree bark? I wouldn't know how to do it. Like, how do you do that? So I wouldn't know what to eat. Then Prabhupada said, in this age it's very difficult to go to the forest, we can go to Vrindavan. But then he himself showed that we can become preachers. So I think approximately the age of 50 is a normal age.
Takže já myslím, že ten věk 50 let je takový normální.
Personally, I was 24 years in the Grihastha ashram.
Já osobně jsem do Bratra šla 24 let.
But I entered very early, 20.
Ale už počasně jsem jenom vstoupil do 20 let.
So at 44 sannyas.
Takže ve 44 sannyas.
That's best time of my life.
Nejlepší doba mého života.
Which one?
Thank you, Mara. Just to make sure there's no confusion. After 44. Thanks a lot. That was good. Best time of my life because no distraction. Now everything just for Krishna. And now that's what's even expected of me. Even if I might not feel like one day, if I might feel one day like, well, let's relax and everyone's looking what Maharaj is doing. So this is a very good ashram. The best one I can recommend. But the Vanaprastha ashram is also nice. It's not something to be afraid of. It must be embraced and it must be made into something positive. It's not the dreaded ashram. No, it's yes, we should get serious now. Our time is running out. We must increase our devotional life. That's really necessary. It's not so cheap going back to God. We get the chance, but we have to work for it.
Dostaneme šanci, ale musíme na tom pracovat.
Why else did we join the Hare Krishna movement if you don't want to go back to God?
Proč jsme se jinak připojili proti Hare Krishna, pokud nechceme jít zpátky k Bohu?
Did we really join just for the halva?
Proč jsme se připojili kvůli halvě?
A few points I would like to discuss. One of them is if we don't take into consideration modern push-up from the Western society, the women, they are not actually following this brahmacharini, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So what is for them option even in this modern Western society?
All right, again.
Když nebereme do úvahy západní moderní systém, tak ženy tradičně nejsou brahmačariny, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas.
Ženy tradičně nejsou to brahmačariny, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas.
Takže jaká je vlastně možnost pro ně tady na západě?
We don't see this, we don't have this culture in the modern world. But I find it interesting to note sometimes that there are many divorces around that vanaprastha age. Many couples who stayed together for the sake of the children and then they, after, they're happy to go their own way. So vanaprastha is a very natural thing.
Takže vanaprastha je velice přirozená věc.
You know, as we are maturing, one gets tired of battling it out with the material energy.
Jak zřejmě, člověk začíná být unavený bojem s hmotnou energií.
There is a psychological progression within Varnashram.
Psychologická postupka vnitř Varnashram.
As we go through the ashrams, they fit the psychology of a certain age.
Jak procházíme skrze ashramy, tak oni přesně padnou do psychologie určitého věku.
So even modern people can psychologically fit in this system.
Dokonce i moderní lidé se mohou psychologicky strefit do tohoto systému.
Therefore, it's not that this system is meant for another age, another time. It can also be implemented in modern time.
Není to tak, že tenhle systém se hodí do jiné doby. Ne, může být uplatněn i v této době.
It may take a little time.
Může to nějakou dobu trvat.
And we're noticing that in our movement, we are like coming from such a different background into spiritual life. So sometimes it's a little difficult to fit in this system.
Všimáme si v našem rodině, že vycházíme z takových komplikovaných pozadí, takže někdy je těžké zapadnout do toho systému.
But because we are chanting Hare Krishna, we have a special benediction.
Ale protože zpíváme Hare Krishna, tak máme speciální požehnání.
Srila Prabhupada says the Vedic culture of Varna Ashram is a very refined system of reforming a living being.
Srila Prabhupada říká, že ten vedský systém Varna Ashram je velice taková jiná věc, jak napravit tu živou bytost.
He said it's just like a goldsmith uses a little hammer to shape an ornament.
Je to jako když zlatník vezme nějaké malé kladívko a tvaruje nějakou ozdobu.
But he says that that Sankirtan, that Harinam Sankirtan is like the big sledgehammer of the blacksmith. So by this process of Sankirtan, of chanting the holy name of the Lord and distributing it everywhere, widely, we can be transformed very quickly. And then we take shelter of Varnanashram, and then we fit very well.
Takže tímhle systémem Sankirtanu, kdy my rozdáváme svaté jméno, tak jsme velice rychle změněni a potom můžeme dobře zapadnout do toho systému Varnashrama.
So the Varnashram is a support structure.
Takže to je taková podporující struktura toho Varnashrama.
It's not the goal.
Není to cíl.
The goal is to chant Hare Krishna and engage in devotional service and develop love of God.
Cílem je spíš Hare Krishna rozvinout lásku k Bohu.
Where we don't have love for Krishna, we need Varnashram.
Pokud nemáme lásku ke Krišnovi, tak potřebujeme Varnashrama.
If you have love for Krishna, then we don't worry about six things.
Pokud máme lásku ke Krišnovi, tak se takové věci nezajímáme.
Den naham vipranatya narabati nabivaishina sudra. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhartapada Kamali Yudhasana Dasana Dasana. Just as, then we can just be the servant of the servant of the servant.
Říkal,
že ten
potom
může být jenom
služebníkem,
služebníka, služebníka. So we need
Varna Ashram. Takže potřebujeme Varna Ashram.
Especially ashram is very clearly defined.
Velice dobře definované ashram.
And it doesn't matter that we come from a totally different background.
Nezáleží na tom, že pocházíme úplně z jiného prostředí.
Sometimes some of the old spirit, some remnants of old times can be dovetailed.
Někdy můžeme následovat zbytky, jako jsou to nějaké zbytky těch starých dob.
Like I used to play Jimi Hendrix on a guitar.
Jako já jsem na kytaru hrál Jimi Hendrixe.
And now sometimes I break a harmonium.
Teďka někdy rozbiju harmonium.
But what to do?
Jak se dá dělat?
It's all within the boundaries of Krishna consciousness.
Je to všechno bez vědomí Krishna.
That's all right.
To je v pořádku.
Because I try not to break that. Okay, we thank you very much for your question. Time's up. It is 9 o'clock.
If the right mood for changing from one ashram to another is I'm fed up with it, I cannot do it any longer, like the Ramachari cannot endure, he goes to Vyasa.
Okay, I got the answer. The right mood for changing ashram is that one never changes ashram on his own.
Jaká správná nálada pro změnu ashramu, tak ta správná nálada je, že člověk nikdy sám o sebe nemění ashram.
If you try to change ashram on your own, you're heading for disaster.
Pokud se vy sami za sebe snažíte změnit ashram, tak míříte k pohromě.
Changing ashram must be done under the guidance of elders.
Změna ashram musí být pod vedením starších.
Then it will work.
Potom to bude fungovat.
Because they will tell us how to do it properly in the mode of goodness.
Takže oni nám řeknou, jak to udělat správně, v kvalitě dobré.
And if we do it on our own, we do it in the mode of passion, or worse, in the mode of ignorance.
Pokud to uděláme sami za sebe, tak to uděláme v kvalitě vášně, nebo ještě hůř v kvalitě nevědomosti.
If you do it. So, as simple as that, always under the shelter of elders.
Takže takhle to je jednoduché, vždycky pod ochranou starších.
That's the Bhagavad Gita.
To je Bhagavad Gita.
It is said that in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is pointed out Strisa Dustasu Varsneya Jayati Varnasankara, that unless we are working under the direction of the elders, Adhanati Bhavat Krishna, Pradushanti Kulastriya, if we don't work under the protection of the elders, then we become corrupted.
První kapitola Bhagavad Gita je zmíněno, že pokud nejednáme pod ochranou starších, tak budeme.
And there will be illicit sex and unwanted children.
Skažení.
We have to turn to the elders when we want to change our ashram.
Takže musíme se obrátit na starší, pokud chceme změnit ashram.
With that, we'll end. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Ramitara Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.